All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right. You missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. Gorgeous Monday afternoon, draft week, and we've played it a number of different ways. You can go back. We did Who Am I? We've got blitzes. And yes, what we're talking about right now, which is your secret crush for Thursday night. And I want to explain this. I am not judging you. I'm not mad. We're not going to make fun of you. Because here's the folly of draft season. We, all of us, we are seduced by lies. That's all draft season is. When you look at these mock drafts, you find yourself psychologically and emotionally falling in love with players that your team is not going to take. Oh, but I saw it in Christmas Bulb's mock draft. Mel Kiper doesn't know bleep all about Brad Holmes' value system. Mm-hmm. Mel Kiper might get three picks right. But yet, on draft night, when they don't call the name that you've seen in Space Cadets mock draft, you're going to be all disappointed. And we're all guilty of it at one point or another in our lives. Now, when you're picking high in the draft, I think it is far more justifiable to go, this is who I want. Or like last year we had the bid. We do not pay running backs. Like, we're not doing Bijan at six. That's not happening. The point I'm making is, at pick 29, it is theater of the absurd to be emotionally tied to and then disappointed when your team doesn't take a player that they may never have liked. You ever notice on draft night, Rico, Kiper's best available, and those guys stay on the board for 100 picks?
Yeah.
It's because Mel Kiper doesn't know the value system that NFL teams are using. Mm-hmm. So
He had him going 15th, and we're now in the third round.
And then they'll cut some time for Kiper to have a meltdown like Dickie V on the bubble and scream about how player X, this is a travesty, great hip turn. No.
Somebody's going to get a gym. Yeah, they're going to get a steal.
Right. And then cutscene, Jarvis Jones, out of football in 4 years. So let's do this. People, I present to you, free of judgment, just admit to us who you've been seduced by here for pick 29 Thursday night. That you've fallen in love with a player that you know Brad Holmes ain't taking. You know it's not going to happen because you could tally up. You know what we should do? Tally up every mock draft we can get our hands on before Thursday. See if any of them get pick 29 right. Wouldn't be shocked if the answer is no.
I don't think anybody knows what goes on in Brad's mind except for Brad.
No.
And maybe
the
Campbell.
The Raz score.
Yeah.
That's all we have. If you're elite at the Raz, relative athletic score, they'll take you. Cooper DeJean, elite Raz.
Yeah.
Barton, the kid from Duke, elite Raz. Kool-Aid McKinstry.
David, I got somebody. Jared Verse. What's his Raz? If you could look that up, please, because that is the guy. I know I'm falling for the banana in the tailpipe. Because every year I want them to improve the defensive line. Every year they don't. So maybe this year, because he's not from Georgia, they'll actually take him and improve this defensive line. But yeah, Jared Verse is my guy. Is he?
He's third amongst DNs.
Elite Raz.
Okay, so there's a chance is what you're saying.
Okay.
But that's
your guy at 29.
If he slides, because I think that every year there's guys who just, they fall out of favor and they do something. Somebody didn't show up to their party. Some draft day discovery. And if he's there at 29 and you didn't have to move up to get him, man, you absolutely take him. You should only be on the clock for 10 seconds.
So Rico's point of disappointment, it's Jared Verse. Kenny. It's okay. I know we work together, but it's for the callers as well. Who have you been? Admit it. David will absolve your sins. Who have you allowed yourself to be seduced by that when they don't take this guy at pick 29, you're going to be disappointed?
I'm at the point now where I'm doing position of value. My most valuable position right now is an edge rusher to help out Hutch. Whoever they want to pick as an edge rusher, I will be disappointed if I do not see an edge rusher at 29.
You're going to be disappointed then.
Dang it.
I don't think they value it the way that we as fans do. Look, they added DJ Reader. They added Davenport as depth, and they are big believers in Houston. Guys, I'm not arguing either of your points, but I'm also like done trying to even play this game. I don't think they value it. So, Kenny, it's edge rusher. You, it's Jared Verse. In specific, David, mock draft season, rumor season, big black rumor season. Who have you been seduced by at pick 29 where
10th kid on their way season?
Xavier Tillman?
No, talking about David.
Oh. David, you have an announcement.
Tillman is done.
No. Yeah, so was Cromartie until he broke through the wall.
Yeah, no. I have fallen in love with a cornerback, but he's not going to be there. And there's a problem with the other guy that I've fallen in love with.
What? No, say your guy, David. Don't be afraid.
Well, the guy I fell in love with is Quinyon Mitchell, but he won't be there at 29. But there's another guy that I love on the page of you guys with the defensive ends, but he's not even on page 5 of the Raz scores.
Oh, and subpar Raz.
That's Darius Robinson.
Subpar Raz.
Oh, local kid.
Detroit product by way of Mizzou.
So he's nowhere on there?
I'm looking.
Look,
I do not see
him. If you want to know what we're talking about with this Raz score, the RAS, relative athletic score, it's just if you go back and look at the players Brad Holmes has drafted and drafted high, they all have elite Raz scores. So we're just having fun with it. Like, is that going to be the predictive measure? Mm-hmm. Cooper DeJean had the number one Raz, almost a perfect score. So we're having fun with it. But who is the player that through draft season you have allowed yourself to be seduced by that you know come Thursday night they are not taking? You know in your heart it won't happen. I used to do this as a kid with the Giants all the time. And you just learn after a while. It doesn't matter what any of these people have to say. It doesn't matter. Rico, me, David, Mel Kiper, Todd. None of it matters. These teams don't subscribe to this crap. Mm-mm. So we can have fun with it. But I want to know, come on, who have you been seduced by? Who have you allowed yourself to become attached to at pick 29? 248-539-9797.
And to add to what you said, the teams don't care because you saw today that the Jets traded Zach Wilson. And the Broncos said, yeah, we'll take him. What? Huh? But, yeah, the general managers have their own agenda. They figured things out. Good luck trying to predict it. Because if I would have told you at the beginning of the day that Zach Wilson would be the second bit of news coming from the Broncos.
Even better. Not a single mock draft had the Lions taken Jahmyr Gibbs. A single mock draft had the Lions taking Jack Campbell. Mock drafts.
Nobody had him taking J-Mo.
Right. Mock drafts don't get anything right. They'll get the number one pick right, Caleb, and maybe nothing else.
I think the only one was Aiden, because he was two.
Bully for right. you.
But yeah, I don't give you credit for the top three picks, because that's pretty much the easiest thing.
Even in this draft, can you say with any authority number two or three? I can't.
I'm going to try to put some money on it, but yes.
Okay, noted. 248-539-9797. Who's that player that you've just seen it all draft season? You've watched the YouTube highlights. You're reading the scouting reports. You got old Christmas bulb up on TV.
So who you got?
For me, I nothing. I don't. I am in. Rico, I've been in this too long. There is no level of seduction. It's pick 29. I mean, I say this to you. There's nothing they could do within reason that would even remotely disappoint me or upset me.
Okay.
I think they're a Super Bowl caliber team. I trust this general manager in the draft. So if you're like, Mike, okay, if you got to make a pick, it would be an offensive lineman. Why strength on strength? Why Frank Ragnow's probably retiring after this year? Why? Because once I pay Penei Sewell, he's going to left tackle and Taylor Decker is going bye-bye. I would draft another lineman. And I would just have depth. Yes, would it be a guy like Barton out of Duke, or would it be BB out of K-State, a multi-positional dog who just goes to war every snap? Yeah, that's who this team's identity is.
So it's because it's 29. That's why.
That's right. Now, if we're picking...
Now, hypothetically speaking,
okay,
let's just say it was a team picking at 6.
Yes,
would
I'd have an opinion.
Have somebody?
Yes, I would have an opinion.
Okay.
Yes, I would have an opinion. Yeah, of course, buddy. One thing I've never lacked is the ability to go on the air and deliver an opinion.
Right. No, I understand.
This, I just feel like it's a fool's errand.
Okay. So it's the 29, which I understand,
yes,
because at that point,
picking,
we really don't even know if they're going to pick at 29.
And I'm not even mad if they don't pick at all.
You know me. Hey, get extra things for Brad to cook with.
248-539-9797. David, a couple of ticket texts?
Yeah, I want Chop. Okay. Someone says Dan from downtown.
All right, I just want to say this. I'm not mad. I just, this Chop thing, he's not a defensive end. He can moonlight, but he's really a stand-up edge. And he's a guy that is, I think he's too small. So, like, difference between Verse and Chop, simple. Verse can play with his hand in the dirt on a consistent basis, and Chop can't. Not at the NFL level. Now, Chop probably has better moves. Verse has more power. But I don't – how does Chop fit into what this team wants to do?
Maybe you can move Chop to multiple positions. He just doesn't have to play an edge. You can move him in the middle, kind of like how you move Aiden all around.
Sold, if that's what you're doing. I'm just making a point that, like – yeah, I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be mad because Aaron Glenn has done a really good job with really bad circumstances. Aaron Glenn is eating potato chips. Mm. Ben Johnson eats caviar.
Right. But
Aaron Glenn does not have a collection of war daddies out there.
I mean, but you can, I mean, imagine you put Chop and Aiden not on bookends, stand them right next to each other. And now you got to pick your poison. Who are you going to double team?
They're taking Kool-Aid. Elite Raz.
Well, that leads me to Jacob in Westland. He says, my secret crush is Kool-Aid because he fills a need. And with a name like that, he's destined for greatness.
David, you should start a draft pod Locked on Raz.
My goodness. Do you know just the sponsorship he could get? Because we always talk about the Lions and the Kool-Aid drinking. His name is Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Cookies did that whole bit for the podcast.
He did.
2 years ago. And apparently that got turned into
a gift.
GIF, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I call it mini video.
Yeah, well, he's drinking it. Yeah.
Wow.
He's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Woo! Kenny's favorite player, Jim Drunkenmiller.
Here's a name that I haven't heard on the text yet.
Yeah.
Adam in Farmington Hills says, Troy Fontenot, left tackle out of Washington, is my draft crush.
Washington. All right, we'll get to it. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, real quick, and I forgot to say this top of the hour. The one non-drafty Lions thing we've done today is we did start the show. Kenny hijacked the show. What playoff hockey did to his opinion of the rebuild Red Wing style? Odyssey.com Rewind if you want that versus us talking about seduction at pick 29. And just understand this. I'm not mocking anyone. I'm just trying to shoot you straight on this. I think the most laughable thing of all is to get on the air and in any serious manner, like anybody's got an idea what the hell's going on, start bumping your gums about pick 29. Guys, in many ways, it's the biggest compliment I can pay to you. Because we together, your franchise has grown up before our eyes. You know how many draft seasons I've done where we've had to be serious about it? Yeah, you're picking first, third, seventh, sixth, fourth, eighth, 12th, sixth, third, first.
Like, how about this? A pick that you couldn't screw up if you wanted to get out of the hole, if you actually wanted to be a serious team. This is a luxury. This is a luxury pick that you can just go out and get the best available player who's there.
We're loosey-goosey about it. Here, you want to know the list of players who I think fits what Brad Holmes wants / needs? Yeah, I mean, the Cooper DeJeans of the world, Kool-Aid McKinstry, couple of these O-linemen like Barton or Beebe or Powers Johnson. Guys, best I can offer you. Why? The Raz. You got elite Raz. You got a shot of being taken by Brad Holmes.
Yeah, offensive lineman, defensive lineman, corner, linebacker, wherever they... If they came out and said, you know what, we're going after a wide receiver, are you upset?
Right, but what you're not going to see is me go on the air and give a soliloquy about a kid that I know they're not going to take. It's silly. It's pick 29. Do you know what the average guy with two kids and a mortgage is doing at pick 29? Woo, he's asleep. He's been gone for an hour.
Yeah, this is the Thursday night.
that's pick 29 for most of America. Coma, weed gummy.
Yeah, because you're looking at about...
Subpar Raz.
About 11:50 p.m.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'll be on the air. All right, David, ticket text, please.
I'm so glad. Yes, you are going to be on the
air. Yes, thank you.
You know what? I was not invited, and I didn't take it personally.
I'll read this.
It'd be Mike on, and man. Cookies and Stoney and what, Doug or Gator?
I don't even know.
I was like, what?
Respectfully.
Jared Verse, hoping they go up and get him. Someone else is saying Cooper DeJean. If he's there, I would love him at 29.
I mean, he fits who they are.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gamer.
And
he's smart as hell. Elite Raz, 9.85.
Take it to the next level if you get a Cooper DeJean with the new kickoff. Maybe he becomes a new weapon.
Ooh. Put him back there with J-Mo.
Right. So just something you want to think about with that whole, you know, you can't move until the ball gets there. He breaks through the line. That's a touchdown.
Ethan from Allen Park says Braden Fisk would be the guy he's fallen in love with.
The favorite son of Michigan City, Indiana. Western Michigan.
Well, here's another Western Michigan product name we have not heard yet on this list. Spencer from Brighton says Marshawn Nealon. Elite Raz would be a surprise. He is 10th among defensive ends for the Raz score.
The Elite Raz.
I love these people.
Gotta have it.
My secret crush for the Lions in this year's draft that can definitely happen is the guy from the Detroit area. It is Darius Robinson.
Non-elite Raz.
Big, bulky, built in a lab, and versatile where he can go inside, too.
Yeah, so but doesn't he have subpar Raz?
Yeah, they have him listed as a defensive tackle. He's number 30 on the Raz for the defensive tackle.
That doesn't fit what Brad wants. You got to have elite Raz.
Not unless he's sitting there in the fifth round.
Correct. Then, all right, you compare another Raz scores, and you say, yeah,
look,
sure.
And we're having fun with it, because reality is... He's not beholden. It's just we think that's something. That here are the two things we think we know. If he comes to your pro day or and you have an elite Raz, you have a shot of being handed a rose in the first round or second round by Brad Holmes.
I'm trying to think, did he go to the Texas pro day?
I have to look that up.
They may not be able to get a Donnie Mitchell.
Arch Manning, elite Raz.
A.D. Mitchell.
Look.
You got to stop with the whole changing of the name.
That was me. That's been me.
That's his name.
No, it's not. It's AD. And then one morning he woke up and said it's Adane? It's AD.
His mama named him Adane.
AD.
I'm going to call him Adane.
I want Michigan's Chris Jenkins in round two.
He's a good football player.
Great kid and a big run stopper.
What about the Raz, David?
I have to look that up.
Get me the Raz. It's like checking the Carfax. You're not getting anywhere without the Raz with Brad Holmes.
Yeah, his Raz, if this computer would work.
Inferior Raz.
It is not on the first nope, he is on the first page. So that would be like 15.
You got a shot.
Yeah.
At second round? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. My secret crush would be center Jackson Powers. Won't be crushed. It's just because I trust Holmes. That's from Ryan.
That's an elite center guard combo player, great pedigree, Oregon program. Dude, he can play. Look, Barton and Powers Johnson and BB, these are all like high effort guys. You don't have to coax it out of them. You don't have to beg them. These are football dudes. They all fit who the Lions are. It just comes down to the Raz.
The one guy I want in this whole draft, Zach Zinter.
Oh, can we stop?
Get you him at 29.
I got to tell you, you Michigan people, you need help. You're not acting like you're kind of in a cult. You are in one. You got to stop. Like, I don't care who the Spartan is. When we're talking NFL, I don't care.
You better be careful. That's Gator's guy.
Who?
Zach Zinter.
What do you mean Gator's guy? Every day he's got a new guy.
Oh, no. Zach Zinter has been his man for the longest. When the second he got hurt, he's injured. You could get him for a steal. He's been if there was a Zach Zinter car flag, Gator would have one. He would have one. Just saying.
Okay.
Someone's texting in and says, guys, it's not about the RAS score. It's all about that three cone drill.
Oh, get that three cone drill up in here. Woo!
I would love to have either an edge or McKinstry at 29. McKinstry, I really love, though, at 29 more than the edge.
McKinstry, Cooper, DeJean. Who else? Who else has got that elite Raz?
Chop Robinson.
It
was
didn't
Mitchell.
He?
Mitchell was like up. He was up there.
Yeah, but Chop's like 4 feet tall.
Chop Robinson is also up there for the defensive ends.
He's not a deer. Outside backer.
He's a defensive weapon. He's whatever you need him to be.
He's a warhead. Right. Exactly.
He's a Swiss Army knife.
Nate Wiggins is up there for corners.
Now, listen. 6'3", rangy, crazy hustle player, tons of speed. Go look up his highlight against Miami. Somebody else got dusted. This kid runs him down and tackles him at the one. It should have been an 80-yard TD. That's got, hey, grit. Hashtag one pride. Wiggins, one pride.
So
lots
Raz
of pride
and
in that play. Does he have elite Raz?
Raz and grit.
Raz and grit. You've heard of rise and grind. The Lions, it's Raz and grit.
So you got him. What was that? DK Metcalf that caught somebody from behind?
No, yeah, that was Buda Baker.
Yeah.
Because Buda's 4 feet tall. He's a short little guy. DK was running up on him like a transformer. He was like,
they just draft short players in Arizona. I guess.
Every step that Metcalf took was like 12 yards. And here's Buda like, help me, help me. It was like this giant great white shark was about to envelop him. Help me. DK is so scary. He is so scary.
He is.
He did that. That is. Man. All right, carry on. One more, David.
We must have a beast who kills people. That's all I care about at 29.
Nah, you yes. passed on
offense
Nick
or defense.
Now, that was the Rico Scouting reporter a few years ago. Mike, I really like this kid. What do you like about it? Dude straight murders people. Close quote. Nick Bolton.
And what did he do?
Murders people.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, David, a couple ticket texts before we turn it over. Wait, this is Jazzy Cat and the Cone Day, right?
Yes, it is, Rico.
David Hall, Kenny Cott, Jazzy Cat and the Cone guys are coming up, and then we go to the Tigers?
Yeah, we go to Tigers at 6:25 today. So, yeah, you'll hear me and Kenny today.
Oh, okay, you know what? Please call in, 248-539-7797. Please call up Jazzy Cat and the Cone. They're coming up after this show.
It's going to be
leading into Tiger baseball.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, I'm going to take full advantage of this. It's going to be a cartoon smoke trail for me. And then I'm going to hop in the car, and I'm going to call and say, hey, can I talk to Jazzy Cat?
Yeah, it'll be a fun time. Let me give you a couple of ticket texts here. It says, someone, I want Kool-Aid McKinstry here in Detroit at 29. I've fallen in love with him watching him at Bama and then watching his tape during the draft.
Elite Raz.
It is Elite Raz.
David, here's what I want to do. Get me the top three Raz scores at every position. And I wonder if the trend holds.
I'll have that for you tomorrow.
Elite Raz.
Yeah, someone says this Raz score stuff is hilarious, guys. Now you have me on the website looking who they can take.
Here's the thing. David hit me to this last year. He was like, I think I've cracked the code. And I was like, what? And he was like, it's the Raz score. And then when you look at it.
Take a look at the Raz on that guy. He must work out. Elite Raz.
Elite Raz.
Wait, so could you go, Dan, that's a big Raz?
Do whatever you want. Keep drafting like Brad Holmes. Say whatever you like.
David just walked out and said, forget it.
Dan, that's a big Raz. It could work. Could we work this in? Raz. David, are you packing for a camping trip? What the hell's in that bag?
I was told to come in here for crosstalk.
Oh, excuse me.
I was told to come in here for crosstalk. So I have my back like Jeff Rieger. That's what I did.
Wow. Wow.
Man, Mark Ryan, you look different, man.
Well, technically, shouldn't Kenny be in here as well?
Let me tell you something, David.
Oh, man.
All right,
no.
What's coming up next on Jazzy Cat and the Cone?
Yeah, we're going to have a little fun today. We're going to do the big finish, talk about what you all discussed, what we discussed on the show. And then apparently, Kenny had the weekend from hell. He was telling me about some things, but I'm blaming it on him.
That's
I'm putting it all on him.
Classic co-host behavior. Just blame the guy.
Are you guys taking phone calls?
If people call in, absolutely.
Don't do it. No. No.
When people call in.
Don't do that. Rico, why do you purport to be this good Christian man, and really you're just a common bleep hole?
Mike, it's called support.
No, it's not. You're going to be mean to them.
It's called unconditional support.
You're going to call in and be mean to them.
No.
support.
No, call up, talk to us. We want to talk about Robert Kennedy, who's hitting home runs for the Tigers. Also
Buddy
running
Kennedy,
for president.
Buddy Kennedy.
Oh, not. I'm sorry. I thought it was Robert Kennedy. I'm so sorry.
I was like, I thought it was Buddy, but
I thought for sure it was the same guy running for president. I'm so sorry. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah, for two segments, David will mock me roundly about my weekend decision.
Very much.
What
so.
The hell? Can we have a hint as to what happened?
It was a sports debacle. You know how you have those big weekends of sports that you're like, I'm going to settle in noon 30, watch
right.
sports until the last hockey game ended probably around 1 o'clock.
Okay, what went wrong?
Everything went wrong from beginning to end, and that's why David's going to, you know, be very, very nice to me today.
All right, I don't mind it.
Not a smart yeah. man at all. Not a smart man.
Okay. That beats listening to Wojo cry for 45 minutes after we get off the
hey,
air.
Hey,
so.
Did you see the tattoo on Harbaugh's arm?
Hey, that show the Rico and the guy.
The Valenti guy, the, right, you know, the little Italian dude.
Man, what? I get some new material, Bob. All right. Jazzy Cat in the Corner next.
Yeah.
We're back with you tomorrow. I will have Who Am I? Level 2.0.
Oh, I'll have something for you as well.
You don't have to use me in the clue, by the way. You don't have to do that.
It was only because of the name, Drunken Miller. I had to.
Oh, I got the
and
joke.
Kenny, the reason why it was funny, because a buddy of mine used to say, because he was so bad, we're like, why did you draft him? Drunk is in the man's name. So that's why it was so funny, because it was like, I know exactly who it is.
Kenny just flipped off Evan.
All right, Jazzy Cat and the Cone coming up next. Tigers weird start time, 6:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.